It's time for Food for Thought here on KNKX. And recently, 88.5's Dick Stein planned a homemade dim sum dinner for visiting family. KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson shared the cooking and the eating. They had some fun with shrimp heads in what they're calling the Day of the Dumpling.
So, Nance, my sister Debbie and my niece Jen were visiting from out of town. They both love dim sum, and I had just seen this recipe on the Lady and Pup's website for crystal shrimp, and they're topped with a kind of mayonnaise made with cashew butter and this shrimp oil that you make out of shrimp shells and shrimp brains.
So, of course, I had to invite myself to your party, right?
Of course. So before you got there, I made it. Pop the heads off the shrimp, then peel them, put the shells and the heads in a pot, and then with a pair of scissors, the simplest way to do it, cut them up into little pieces while they're in the pot, adding some oil and a little ginger, and then cooking that for a while, straining it out. It's got an incredible flavor. But here's what I found out. Those are not brains inside those shrimp heads.
Okay, well, what was I eating then?
Well,
that delicious stuff. What was it?
If I'd stopped to think about it at all, I would see that I was giving a shrimp way too much credit for having that much brains. It is called the hepatopancreas. It is the shrimp's digestive system. Anyway, we had a great dim sum dinner. You came down and you brought a bunch of jiaozi, and we pan-fried some as potstickers and boiled the rest, and we had the crystal shrimp, and what else did we have?
We had those incredible cumin ribs.
The cumin ribs.
Those are also from the Lady and Pups, and those are the ones we've talked about before, because I'm nuts for that recipe. I've made it many, many times since. It's very much like the ribs they offer at Stateside, the Vietnamese restaurant on Capitol Hill, that is just the signature dish for me there.
The only thing I did differently this time around, her recipe calls for marinating them for 2 to 4 hours. I did it overnight because how could that not be better? And I really think it was.
If a little's good, a lot's better.
Exactly.
You know, it's always nice to sit around a table at a restaurant and have dim sum, but there was something special about sitting around your table, particularly with your relatives. I mean, it was nice to meet your sister and your niece and take some time and knock back some great food that we made by hand. But then I went home and delved into this new book I got called A World of Dumplings. The subtitle is Filled Dumplings, Pockets and Little Pies from Around the Globe, from a guy named Brian Yarvin. What I like so much about this book is it captures the delight of dumplings the world over. Whenever I go out to eat, there are dumplings on the menu, I'm going to order.
Well, everybody loves them, and there's probably not a culture on earth that doesn't have some form of dumpling.
It's hard to find one that doesn't. I made a dumpling that really approximates something I had at a wonderful restaurant in Wallingford, Bodum Bistro. They're little Turkish beef dumplings. They're called manti. They're little one-inch squares.
These really are tiny.
For a minute. You have to put like a quarter teaspoon of the meat filling, which is very oniony. I had to grate an onion, so it was onion and parsley and ground beef. The thing about making homemade dumplings is it's so much easier than you think. It's the grown-up equivalent of playing with Play-Doh. And who doesn't love playing with Play-Doh? The difference is it actually tastes good.
How do you cook them?
You just boil them.
Are there any sauces that you have with this?
Yeah, a yogurt garlic sauce, as well as some hot oil that's made just by heating some Aleppo pepper, which I happen to have on hand. You could use paprika, and also some sumac, which makes a really beautiful color. So you put the yogurt in the middle and some of this beautiful oil. I have to say, Stein, it was delicious, but it wasn't as good as your shrimp brain oil.
Shrimp gastrointestinal system oil. We'll have pictures of the festivities and links to some of these recipes at Food for Thought blog at knkx.org. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
That's a wrap.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Rolling out the dumplings.
Stein.